our target. He's to be captured, not harmed.
Which man is it?
We're after the canine. His name is Ki Yak Po. Translation, Dog of Ageless Wonder.
Sir, this picture is 80 years old. Everybody in it is dead.
Not everyone.
Misguided youth. Your honor, that sounds so pompous. Not can't. What's another word for misguided? Misguided. It's two on the money. Dog. Hey, Baxter. Why is it that my yard is that mutt's outhouse?
FYI, calling Attila a mutt is like referring to my Porsche Carrera as a Buick Skylark.
Hey, look. Whatever kind of car your dog is, I'd appreciate it if he wasn't whizzing on my shrubs.
You know what your problem is, Dave? You hate dogs.
No, I do not hate dogs. I dislike dogs. I hate that dog. Now get out of here!
Stop that. You did not hear that, did you? You did not hear that.
Are you okay, baby?
Forrester got himself in the newspaper today. And all over the TV.
The trial of Justin Forrester. A local school teacher accused of arson in a fire at Gratz and Strickland.
Great. Well, you just can't burn a building down because you think they're putting makeup on bunnies.
You're going to Josh's parent-teacher conference, right? Josh!
What?
Josh's parent-teacher thing, 4 o'clock. He said you'd take care of it.
Honey, I'm starting a trial today. Ken Hollister's stepping down. Don't you want me to be the next DA?
Dave, you never make these things.
All right, I'll take him. Look, you know what? Let me say, once I get through all this stuff, why don't I take you to Oahu?
You know that way that you always say Oahu and you think it's so cute? It really just reminds me of how many times you've canceled that trip.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, good morning, Josh. How's football going?
Awesome. I'm playing tailback.
Just like your old man. Oh, I can't wait. When can I come down and watch you play?
You know, the games don't stop for a while.
Really? Morning. Hey, take the t-shirt off.
Why? Did you drop the charges?
You know, this might be hard for you to understand, sweetie, but your social studies teacher, the Torch, is a criminal.
What's hard to believe is that my father's defending a puppy murderer. Who are you gonna put in jail next, Grandma?
Well, the way she cooks, I should put her in jail. Here's your buddy, your hero, your social studies teacher. This guy lit a lab on fire and he could have killed a lot of people.
Yeah, but he says he's innocent and I believe him.
Gee, a criminal thinks he's innocent. What a concept.
Oh, that's Trey. Josh, you want to ride?
In Trey's car?
Yeah.
Thanks, here you go.
Bye.
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 Oh, nice shirt. You know, if I was putting your physics teacher in jail, you'd be thrilled. Justin Forrester is a passionate advocate of animal rights, and I respect that. But this case is not about animal rights. This case is about whether the defendant criminally trespassed on Grant and Strickland property and set a fire that caused over $300,000 worth of damage. He broke into a company that's dedicated to good, from their organic pet foods and shampoos to their life-saving medicines, created by them to help people like you and me fight heart disease, arthritis, diabetes, obesity, and yes, even baldness. We will, by the way, subpoena that tape. I'm sorry, that's all the time I have. Thank you all very much.
Hey, here's your messages. Yep. And I am holding 4 o'clock open for your kid
okay.
thing.
4 o'clock for the kid thing?
Unless you want me to go for you. Because I will.
No, thanks. Thanks.
Hey, a great opening. You really won over that jury.
I learned everything from you, Ken. Dr. Kozak.
Yes.
Glad to have you here. I'm sorry I couldn't put you on the stand today.
It's all right, apology accepted. You know, Ken tells me that when he steps down, you're going to be our next district attorney.
Well, that's my hope.
Certainly. Well, hopefully, justice will be served. You'll have my support, as well as that of Grant Strickland. All right? Until tomorrow?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. We actually just shook hands?
We did.
Kozak, how did it go in court today?
Ah, Mr. Strickland, it went very, very, very well, sir.
Have you unlocked the dog's secret?
Let's talk in the elevator, okay? I have something to show you that I think will be most pleasing.
Have you figured out why the dog lives so long?
Well, I take it you're familiar with the concept of dog years, sir?
They're like dogs.
You know,
I keep a squirrel.
A pet squirrel. I see. That's setting. Well, typically, dogs age 7 years for every human year. But in the case of this one that we borrowed from Tibet, a genetic mutation reversed the equation.
What I'm saying is, he lives 7 years for every human year. Sir, this dog is over 300 years old.
Things you must have seen.
If we could transmit that gene to humans, we'd all live 700 years.
We've isolated the gene fairly quickly.
But we're unable to viralize it outside his body for transmission to other species. Therefore, we've had to viralize his entire genetic code in corpus.
Which makes his bodily fluids...
pretty dangerous stuff.
Somewhat.
But it would have to enter the bloodstream to do any serious damage.
Correct.
We're really correct. Mm-hmm.
So how close are we?
How about the snake?
Oh.
Yeah, can we look at the snake? See how the snake's doing.
Might be no, sir, that when we got this snake, he was nearly dead. He was nearly dead of old age. Since we injected him with a serum made from the dog's viralized DNA, all cell degradation has ceased. And he's actually been getting stronger.
Does that snake have a furry tail?
That would be a side effect that I would classify as minor.
Zach, dry mouth is a minor side effect. Growing a dog's tail, it makes your serum into a carnival egg.
You know what? Your job is to relax. Our job is to work out the kinks, okay? Because when we do,
Lance, you and I are going to have the patent on the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, security. Go for Kozak.
Grant Strickland lied, so we're lying down. Grant Strickland lied, so we're lying down.
When I called you, it was to make sure these people were arrested.
I understand that. If you arrest them, they turn into rebels with a cause on the 6 o'clock news. If you leave them there, they're just kids laying on the sidewalk.
Grant Strickland lied, so we're lying down.
Good advice. Thanks for your help.
You bet.
I'm good.
Grant Strickland lied.
Let's go.
All right, fellas, let's just get some sort of perimeter on this. They're just kids. Let them do their thing. When they get hungry, they're all going to go home.
Hold on a minute. So we're lying down. Trans-strickland's lying, so we're lying down.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Carly. What are you doing here?
I'm lying down for what I believe in.
Good to see you, Mr. Douglas.
Always good to see you too, Trey. We need to talk.
Oh, yeah, sure thing. Trey, make some room for Dad. Ow!
Get up, come on.
Hey, okay.
No, not okay. You gotta get out of here right now. You're leaving right now.
I'm sorry, but as a member of the Animal Rescue Group, there are certain principles...
You're a member of the 11th grade. If you don't get out of here right now, I'm gonna ground you.
Oh, yeah? Who's gonna enforce it? You? You're never home.
You're never gonna leave home unless you leave here right now.
Come on, Trey.
It was nice seeing you.
You too, Trey.
Okay. Yeah, this one still freaks me out. A lot.
Can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs.
That's a good point.
Let's get a sample.
Okay.
Such a good dog. Never give us any trouble, do you?
Nice. Oh my God, it's a trap.
Dogs don't set traps.
Yeah, well, dogs don't live 300 years either.
Get the cattle prod.
Okay. Backing up to get the cattle prod. I have it.
Watch out! That blood's viral!
Bah!
He treats me like a 10-year-old.
What are you thinking?
That we can prove Mr. Forrester's right.
You want to sneak in?
Just follow me.
It's the middle of the day.
And if anyone asks, we're just looking for a bathroom. I knew it. Forrester's right. They are testing animals in there.
All right, so then what do we do now?
We'll take them to the media and show them we've got this dog who's got no tags or markings that we can't actually prove came from Grant and Strickland.
Can we take him to your dad?
Oh, yeah, sure. And as deputy DA, he'll arrest us for burglary.
We've searched the whole building.
But we're gonna keep looking.
Really?
Yeah. We're gonna, yes.
In the same places or new places? Because if you look in the same places...
I think new places.
Oh, yeah? Tell me you're a moron.
Definitely.
Larry?
Yes.
Don't speak. Do you understand the great lengths I went to get this dog? Yes?
Yeah.
It's a yes or no question, Larry.
Well, you said not to speak.
And just because he holds the key to my future. So it would stand to reason that if you don't find him, well, you won't have a future.
Right.
Why are you still standing here? No sleeping, no talking. Find him.
Hey, sorry I'm late, guys. Where's my dinner?
In the microwave.
Right. So, you guys see the trial on the evening news? Great shot of your dad on Channel 8.
So, how was the parent-teacher conference today?
I'm sorry. I completely slipped my... There's a dog in the kitchen. No. There's a dog-free home.
Dad, stop oppressing Shaggy.
He's got a name now.
Yeah, it just happened. He's so cute and he's very smart.
They're like breeding ground for fleas. And they don't contribute anything to the financial well-being of a household. And I'm happy. Go.
It was an accident. He's really sweet once you get to know him. Honey, are you all right?
I'm okay. Carly, this is precisely why, no matter what happens, that animal's going back to wherever he came from. Look at that. He's paper trained. All right, come here.
Ow! Oh! Ah!
Oh,
bit me.
Let me see. Oh, he's licking it better. What could be more sweet? So no hard feelings, right?
Thanks, guys.
He licked you. He tried to apologize.
You know what? In our house, a lick is not considered an apology.
Well, if he doesn't have rabies, can we take him back?
Hey. How's your hand?
Fine, thanks. What?
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know.
So, Josh's teacher called me today at work when you didn't show.
I am so sorry about that.
He's flunking math.
You're kidding. Josh knows he can't play football unless he passes math. I'll talk to him or something.
She also asked if there were any problems at home.
Yeah, that's good.
I told her that we'd reverted to cannibalism and that we were eating our neighbors.
Okay, great. I'd say the same thing. What?
What happened to my husband?
Let's not exaggerate the situation.
Dave! You were bitten tonight by a stray dog and the kids took the dog's side. What does that tell you? You don't know what's going on with your own children? You don't know what's going on with me? When was the last time you even said I love you?
I love you.
That doesn't count.
Rebecca, wait a minute. Rebecca, stop. Stop for a second. Please, look. That didn't come out right. Turn around. Look, sit down. Sit down.
I got an idea.
Tomorrow night, I'm going to come home early. I'm going to cook dinner for the kids, spend some quality time with them. And you know what the next night is?
Do you?
Yes. It's our anniversary. So, we make reservations at Grace, get that table by the window that we love. I'll sing in French like you know that I can't do.
You have to do more than just talk a good game. You have to follow through, okay?
Yeah.
You have to connect with the whole family again.
I love you. Oh! I got this.
Honey? Rough night's sleep?
No. Chase cars all night. Yeah. Hey, you know what we should do? We should get out today. Get out. Just go outside. Go to the... Go. No. We should go to the park. We should go to the park and just run. Huh? Please.
Dad, don't you ever knock?
I can hear that all the way in my room. That high-pitched what? Turn it. There's a machine. Turn the machine off. Oh. Oh. Great. I hear everything. Beautiful day out there. I smell bacon and syrup. Wow. I smell everything today. I smell apples, which are over here, and fresh fruit, and lemon. Well, of course they put lemon on that wood. A little bit of turpentine in there, too. I can smell that. Ooh, what's that? Peanut butter?
Wheat? No. Something else in there. No, it's bougainvillea. No, hyacinth, roses.
What is going on with your hair?
Cedar. It's like wood. It's just...
My perfume?
Yeah.
Did I put on too much?
No, I like it. And that music. Here. Where's the music? Over there.
Yeah? I play it every day.
High notes. Those high notes. Can you hear those high notes? It's fantastic. Great smells, great sounds, beautiful wife. The kitchen is a paradise. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Dad.
It's hot. Bitter. Terrible coffee. Hey, Mom tells me that your math grades are falling a little bit, huh?
Yeah, it's been a pretty tough year.
Yeah?
I guess I should spend more time studying.
I want you playing football as badly as you want to play.
What?
You can't keep your grades up. We're gonna have to pull you out of football. I gotta run. Count?
I don't know, maybe.
Gotta go. Bye, guys.
Do you know what pruning is? Is that a lost art? It is snipping, not slashing.
Morning, Baxter.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while. Just smile.
Security called me in the middle of the night. That's when I discovered the fire. Fortunately, though, the sprinklers went off and put it out before it spread to the rest of the building.
Dr. Kozak, there's a document I'd like you to take a look at. Well, could you tell us what that is?
Yes, I'll just draw it off briefly first, if you don't mind. This is the company's policy on animal testing. We perform only non-invasive and humane tests, and I might add none of which, none of it, occurs in the building where the fire...
Objection, Your Honor. It has never been a set. Mr. Douglas, did you just growl at opposing counsel?
No, I need some water.
It's carpet, I think, or something going on.
Do you need a brief recess?
No, thanks. It just...
Just growl at me?
No, I had something caught in my throat.
one more outburst and I'm holding you in contempt.
Ruff! Silence! Quiet!
I think I could use the
sass. 10 minutes.
What's with my hair? Oh, what's wrong with me? Growling. I am ill. I am leaving. I want you to tell the judge.
Hey, the captain, channel A. Just one question, please. Is there any possible way you can win this case?
Davis, where are
you? Well, he definitely does not have rabies.
Well, then what does it have?
Well, he has a silky coat and a great disposition. I tell you, that's one good dog.
Where is he?
This way.
You meant to bite me, didn't you? You did mean to bite me. I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you. I can... What? What do you want? You and your buddy. I can say, yeah. Oh, you want some of this? Is that what you want?
Quiet!
All of you, quiet. I can hear all of you. Quiet. Why did you bite me? You bit me on purpose. You knew who I was, didn't you? You bit me because you knew it was me. What's happening? What's happening to me? Okay, don't just sit there. I want answers. Why'd you bite me? Huh? What do you mean I'm an animal? Is that some sort of lawyer crack? Wait a minute. Why is that I understand you? Run from what? Hey there.
How'd you get out?
Well, you let me in here. Wow. You're taller than I remember. What do you do with that stick?
Come here.
Hey!
Uh-oh.
Whoa. Why am I running on all fours? Thank you. Man, am I flying. Why'd I ever run on two? This is weird. Wait, what's hitting me in the face? What is that? It's my tongue. I can taste my own eyeball.
Oh, man. Hi there. Hoping you can help us. Our dog wandered off.
Whoa. Back the truck up. Look at that. That's that new 42-inch plasma. What is that?
Is that me? It's impossible. That can't be me. I'm barking now? Did someone knock me out and put me in a dog costume? Right, because that happens all the time. I get it. I'm dreaming, yeah. In about 5 seconds, I'll be naked in the courtroom. Gotta wake myself up. Yeah, wake myself up. No! Oh, that hurt. So I'm not dreaming. I'm not in a dog costume, which can only mean one thing. I'm a dog. Weirder things have happened. I am a dog.
Perfectly understandable, everybody. I'm a dog.
I am a dog.
Is this him?
That is him. That is him. Thank you. Are a lifesaver. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Our kids have been crying all day.
Can we take him now?
Yeah. Sure.
Right now.
Please be home, please be home, please be home, please be home, please be home. Hey, Tom, hey, Mary. Tom, Mary, please be home, please be home, please be home, please be home. There we go, all right. What's going on? I can't open this. Come on, Dave, grab and turn, grab and turn. How do dogs do anything with these? Hi!
Shaggy, you're back!
No, I'm not Shaggy. I'm Dad. Carly, you gotta help me. It must have been that dog bite. When the dog bit me, I turned into Shaggy. Why is that funny?
Gosh, you're talkative, aren't you?
Oh, that feels good. That feels good.
Oh, you're so cute. Hello, how you doing?
Oh, wow. That is so good. Wait. This is important.
Hey, it's Shaggy. Where'd he come from?
I don't know.
No. Listen to me. Listen. I'm your dad.
Huh. Wow, he's really hyper today.
I am your dad.
Hey, do you need to do your business?
Business? Did my daughter just ask me if I wanted to use the bathroom? Wait a minute. They can't hear me. All they hear is barking. I got an idea. Here, over here. Follow me. Watch you guys. Let's see. I am...
Shaggy, no! Bad doggy!
I am dead. I am dead. I need a D. A D.
Stop.
A D. What are you doing?
Shaggy.
Stop. What are you doing? Quit cleaning up. 16 years, not once have you tried to clean up your room. But boy, when Dad turns into a dog, you're right there cleaning everything up.
That's Janie. I gotta go.
Where are you going?
You promise you won't tell Mom and Dad?
Yeah.
I don't like the sound of this.
I'm getting a tattoo.
What?
Janie knows this place where they don't ask for ID, and I'm gonna get the Animal Rescue Group logo tattooed right across my...
Oh, I don't think so!
Shaggy, where are you going?
Hey, Carly! Hurry up!
Oh, who's a cute doggy? Who's a...
Whoa, boy. Whoa, boy.
Shaggy, dog!
Janie, listen to me. How could you do this? You're a good girl. You went to church camp.
Shaggy, what's gotten into you? Bad dog.
Don't use that tone with me. You're grounded, young lady. You are ground dead.
He's kind of freaking me out a little.
Huh?
Maybe we should take him back to the pound.
No. I'll be good. Look, I'm good. Look at this. Look how good I am. Look who's a good dog. This is humiliating.
He probably just needs to run around a little.
I just ran 5 miles to get here. I don't need a run.
I know. I'll take him to the dog park.
No, I have stuff to do, important stuff. I am not going to a dog park. Is there anyone in this entire park who has not sniffed my butt? No. Thanks. I don't want to sniff your butt. Maybe later. I just want some answers. Has anybody here ever heard of a human being turning into a...
Hey, Shaggy. Hey.
What?
Want to play with the frisbee?
Josh, I am not playing frisbee. I got it! Yes! Nailed it!
Awesome!
Hey, Tracy, how's it going?
Where were you today?
What do you mean?
Auditions for Grease?
That instinct is really intense. It's like insane.
Hey, I got a dog. Pretty cool, huh?
Here you go. Keep the frisbee. I'll be right back. I got to talk to those other... I got it! Nothing but mouth.
I'm not doing the musical this fall.
What?
Oh, you know, just don't wanna.
Funny. You're cute. Be at the theater tomorrow, 3:00. And, don't get too cocky. Just because you're the best doesn't mean you're going to get the part.
Did you see that catch, Josh? That was great. Way up in the air. Hey, what's the matter?
You were a very bad dog.
Are you going to be a good boy?
You get the cattle prod, I'll get the needle.
Okay. So when was Dad supposed to be home?
About an hour ago.
Hey, honey.
Honey, remember that in sickness and health thing?
What's for dinner?
Well, your father was supposed to be cooking. At least he said he was the last time he returned one of my phone calls.
Oh, boy. That's the mad face. You smell mad. Are you in heat?
Did you check your email?
The computer. That's it. That's it! All right.
Shaggy! Where are you going?
Okay, I can't make dinner.
Shaggy, stop causing trouble.
It's a shorter word for metamorphosis. All right. Look, I can't make dinner. I can't make dinner because I turned into a... Don't shut that. Hey, watch this. Who does this remind you of?
Wow. Maybe he escaped from the circus.
Come on, kids. Try to see past the fur and the tail, the snout and the drool.
How cute.
Honey, you recognize me? Honey?
Do you guys think your dad is going to come through, or should we go ahead and order in?
Let's order in.
Ouch.
Well, I would let you sleep inside, Shaggy. But my husband won't allow it.
Now there's a bitter irony.
Good night.
Wait, honey. I'm sorry about tonight. I love you.
Sweet dreams.
Really do love you. Clearly you're upset, and I would be upset too, but there's a simple but hard to swallow explanation for all this. I turned into a dog. Lori,
I want to thank you for picking up my car at the animal shelter.
I figured you were getting it fixed.
Ooh.
No thanks. Necessary. Is there anything else I can do for you this morning?
Actually, I need some research done.
Oh, okay, great. On what?
Dogs and man and dog. Have you ever heard of a man turning into a dog?
Well, they all do eventually, don't they?
You've been drinking, haven't you?
Dogman, I'm on it. Do you mind if I ask why?
It would be better if you didn't.
Right, okay.
I'll be honest. The reports of your behavior in court yesterday were unsettling, as was your disappearing the rest of the day.
Yeah, I know. And I'm sorry about that. I had some kind of food poisoning. I was mildly delirious.
You going down?
Yeah.
Hold it.
Should have taken the stairs.
But you're fine now.
Yeah, I'm great now. Thanks, Ken.
Good. Because people don't want a loose cannon working in the DA's office.
Please.
Huh? Ain't got anything illegal up there, do you?
By the way, Lloyd Gannon called today about working on some preliminary campaign ideas.
Shit.
He wants to go grassroots to start. Neilis and Dohaig have to work up to television and radio. You okay?
Yeah.
You sure you're okay to go into court today?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh.
There were these little bunnies. There were poor little fluffy bunnies, all crammed together in a cage.
And you thought it was a good idea to set a fire where there's fluffy buddies present?
Objection, Your Honor.
Overruled.
Look, I didn't set the fire, and I saw what I saw.
Well, how come we can't see what you saw? Do we need special goggles for this? Is this like a Bigfoot affair?
Objection, Your Honor. He's badgering the witness.
People come in, we can't even see these
things. I saw a monkey who acted like a dog.
Counselors, approach the bench.
Get over here. Don't you dare turn my courtroom into a barnyard.
Get your chin off my desk.
Go on.
I assume you're going somewhere with this line of questioning?
I'd like a treat first. Yes, I was. Thank you.
Proceed, counsel.
Thank you, Your Honor. How did this monkey act like a dog?
It was growling and chasing its tail.
Was there anything else that was genetically odd?
There was a snake with a tail like a dog. And rats. Rats that barked. It's true. Look, it's true. I'm not lying. I'm not crazy.
Order.
This dog that you saw, what did it look like?
It was a big, woolly sheepdog.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Thank God. Court adjourned. Josh was one of my best math students. And then all of a sudden, bad grades. And so we're just trying to search out an explanation, really.
Well, I think the problem is he's distracted by football.
I think I know the problem. The problem, I think, is me. I've been working too much. This is what this is all about. I've been home. It's been causing a lot of stress on my family.
Well, I know what it's like to be too busy to do anything. In fact, I didn't even get to eat lunch today. Do you mind if I just eat a little something?
Go ahead.
Thanks.
I realized this in court, actually, last couple of days, the amount of that I was in. Can you smell that? It is so smelly in a great way. That is turkey. Look at that.
Yeah. Do you want half? Come on, please.
No, what am I? No. No, we're here to talk about Josh. Boy. Anyway, I'm just going to commit myself to this. There's nothing more important than Josh. There's nothing more important to me. Nothing more important to me than family.
That's true. Oh, that's great. I love hearing that. You know, as a teacher, I love to hear that.
Honey? I'm so sorry. I mean, he's really a wonderful father. You know, we just have a very normal lifestyle.
Yeah, it just seems that way.
Very down to earth.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was pumping. I tell the fella starting in calling. And the ghost is going to be called. I have a full of shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the dogs people, but I'm all Billy Pond and get out. Get back, Buffy. Bust Buffy. Get back, you play infested mongrel. Myself, I'm a no get angry.
Hey, yeah, yeah,
yo. Two Eddie girls calling them canine. Hey,
yeah, yo.
But they tell me, hey, man, start up the party.
Now, this is why I come here.
Toning up all day long just for me. That's why they call them trophy wives. Ah!
I got you now. Oh, come here.
Now I got you.
Oh. If you didn't do anything wrong, why were you running? Serves you right.
Gotcha.
This is just not my week.
I think we've got it. This rabbit was injected with the serum 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
So far, cell degeneration has ceased with no side effects.
Sure.
I'm sure.
Are you absolutely entirely certain?
Absolutely.
I've done it.
We've done it.
I've done it!
Something to do with it.
I'm going to call Strickland. I bet he's going to want an injection of this stuff right away.
Oh, can we do that? Isn't there like an FDA?
Larry, the man's got one lung and someone else's kidney. He'll risk it. Gwen, I want you to manufacture as much serum as you can. And don't worry about the FDA. It's nothing money can't handle.
That's him.
Kids, boy, am I glad to see you.
This mastiff just sold me for 3 biscuits.
Where you been? We've been looking all over for you, boy. Come on, come on.
I'm gonna wait for you guys to come get me out of here.
Let's go. I got a football game to go to.
There's a game today? Wow. I get to watch you play. That'll be great.
Get off him!
That's the one that hit somebody, Jenkins. Way to go.
Hey, coach, would you put my kid in? We waited all game for this.
Douglas! You're in a tailback.
Oh, it's okay, coach. You don't have to play me.
What?
Everybody plays, Douglas. Come on.
But with the game on the line and all.
We're up by 30. Now let's go.
Get in. Come on, Josh. Come on, buddy. Get in there. Come on.
Sorry, coach.
That's what I got to deal with.
Show them what you can do. Show them what you can do. The other team's afraid. I can smell it. And a hot dog. And a poodle.
I run. 24 dive, I run.
Baby, bro!
All right. What? I'm going.
Douglas! Tailback! Behind the fullback! Back up! Back up! Back up! Back! Back, 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 back! Right there! Stay right there!
Set!
Hot! Here it comes! You got the ball! Run! Run!
Ow! Man, that's gotta hurt!
Hustle!
Attaboy, Josh. Come on, shake it off. Pain is just fear leaving your body, buddy.
You completely suck, Douglas.
Why'd you even show up? Everybody thinks you're a loser. Thanks, pal.
Wish I could buy you an ice cream. But I've got paws and don't have a wallet because I'm actually nude right now.
Trying out? You hate football!
I know, but my dad loves it. You should hear him. Ah, you're gonna be just like your old man. If I told him I wanted to do a musical instead, he'd like write me off as a son.
Oh, Josh.
Josh, is your father a stupid man?
No, but he is clueless, which in some ways is better.
Oh, boy.
See, he told me I could only play if I keep my grades up, so I started funking meth. But he only let me off with a warning. So now I gotta funk English and maybe history and home ec, which is actually really hard to fail.
No, Josh.
So you'd rather wreck your future than tell your dad you hate football?
I can get my grades back up as long as he makes me quit in time.
Wow. Men are so complicated.
How did I let this happen? What kind of a father am I?
So, what do you think of the new pamphlet?
It's infuriating. No, but in a good way. Makes me want to get out there and do something about animal testing.
That's the response I was hoping for.
Hey, what are you doing in my daughter's bedroom?
You rock.
Don't even think about it, Trey.
Shaggy, stop.
What's that? That's really well done.
Admit it, though. This is way more effective than a tattoo.
One thing I learned from Mr. Forrester is that just because something seems ridiculous doesn't mean that it's wrong. It just takes more courage to stand up for it.
Wow, you really believe all of this. I am so proud of you.
Peggy.
All right, down, boy.
Hey, easy on the hands, bud.
I mean, just imagine what would have happened if we hadn't stolen Shaggy from Grant and Strickland.
You what? Stolen? You stole a dog from Grant and Strickland, and you lied about it.
Shaggy, come on, come on. Go fetch, boy. Come on,
I am not your boy, and I'm not going to go. Hey, I'll be right back. I've got to stop doing that.
I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control.
Keep going.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
You're pretty darn good at this.
Hey, let's order some pizza. Mom and Dad are out to dinner.
Dinner? Oh, no. I forgot about our anniversary.
You should have brought a book, The Single Woman's Best Friend.
Oh, I'm not single. Yet.
I'm late. I'm so late. I am so late. I'm also a dog. so I can't go in there.
When a man loves a woman,
you are so beautiful.
Can't keep his mind on nothing else.
Shaggy?
And I am so sorry, honey. Happy anniversary.
Sweet. I cannot believe that you stood me up for our anniversary dinner. And then you send a dog with roses in his mouth? Are you trying to push me away? We need a dog, but I don't know how we're going to get past this one.
What?
Goodbye.
I know. Please don't cry.
It didn't used to be like this, Shaggy. It used to be here for everything. And if he couldn't be, then he would call. Or he would send a note or flowers. Or sometimes he would write these funny little rhymes. Oh, Shaggy. Don't you cry, too. Oh, this is how it ends. With him, God knows where, and me hugging the dog.
No, I'm going to figure out what happened to me, and I'm going to fix it. And I'm going to be a better man. I promise. I love you.
Don't pee in the car, okay? We're almost home.
Hey. Thanks, honey. This is just not working. I'm not a bad dog, but I'm a terrible man. I've got to make this better.
Ken, thanks for...
Hey, Dave. It's 3 a.m, and you want a warrant to search Grant and Strickland.
Right.
They're the victims.
No. Listen. You gotta trust me on this. Kozak is hiding something. Forrester was framed for that arson.
If Forrester was framed, why did he throw in the towel?
What are you talking about?
Forrester pleaded out.
Why didn't somebody tell me that?
Because you're off the case.
You can't do this.
The jury convenes at 10 to hear Forrester's plea. I'll handle it. And I want you either to get your head screwed on straight or find another job. Is that clear?
Abundantly clear. However, the point I had to...
That's not gonna work.
Not too big.
Hey, you. Hold on a second. Do me a favor. All right? Here. All right. Throw the stick over there.
Why would I throw the stick?
Just throw the stick, please.
Why would I throw the stick?
Because I'll give you $5 to throw the stick.
Oh, I look like a guy who needs $5.
Give me the money.
Speed or distance?
Distance.
So close, so close. This time, throw it. And he'll fetch.
Don't make me bite you.
Fetch!
Wow. I can't believe that worked. Thanks. Drop the stick. All right. Perfect. Nice fit. That's it. Follow your nose. Wait a minute. What's that smell? What is it? Oh, it's me.
The transistor. The microchip. The artificial heart. All footnotes compared to this.
Bingo.
What did we do?
Of course it works. I just didn't give it to him.
What have you done to him?
Lance, I'm so sorry that I had to do this to you.
But I just couldn't let you take all the credit again.
And plus, you're a pig, and I hate you. I hate you in so many ways. Can you hold this for a second? Get rid of it, accomplice.
Is he dead?
No, he's not dead. He's fully conscious, but he's unable to speak. The doctors will think it's dementia. The drug itself will wear off in a few months. But by then, I'll be CEO. And I will be fabulously, insanely, unimaginably wealthy.
This was not part of the plan.
This is totally wrong.
Of course, I'll cut both of you in on his share.
I'm cool with that.
It's fine by me.
Good. Larry, why don't you wheel him up to his office, park him at his desk? Or, should I say, my desk?
Oh, boy. Gotta get out of here.
Go, 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 go!
What was that?
I knew Kozak was up to something. Carly was right about everything. Forrester was framed. Uh-oh. Looks like I'm walking.
Wow.
That's something. That's, wow. Do you realize the significance of that?
Wow. You think? Yeah, I think it's mildly significant. Certainly, it's on tape.
Here's what we're gonna do. You two are going to pay Mr. Douglas a visit.
No, not my babies, not my darlings. Oh, evil. These hooligans, ah!
Where's the train? We're gonna be late for school. Should've gotten a ride from Mom.
the matter?
Do you realize what's happening? Mom and Dad are splitting up.
How do you know?
Josh, it's obvious.
I just witnessed an attempted murder. Carly, you were right about everything. An innocent man is about ready to go to jail. I gotta take a nap. Don't wake me unless I'm human, okay?
I mean, did you see that note he left? I'll explain everything. We're gonna get the talk.
What talk?
The mom and dad are having problems talk. Then dad'll leave. They'll say it's temporary, but it won't be.
Are you sure you're not just drama queening?
Josh, he didn't even come home last night. But if you ask me, he stopped caring a long time before that.
No, that's not it. No.
Possible.
Finally.
How?
Grant and Strickland?
Yes.
Mr. Forrester said they were making mutant animals. And that's where I found Shaggy. And Shaggy bit Dad. Oh, Daddy!
It's okay, kiddo. It's okay.
I'm so sorry. This is all my fault. Can you please forgive me?
There's nothing to forgive.
I'm gonna go call Mom.
So... you saw the game yesterday?
Yeah.
I didn't want to let you down, but I'm just no good.
No. You are good.
Come on.
Josh? This? There you go. Look at it here. Do this. This is what you love. Because if you keep playing football, you're gonna get hurt.
Thanks, Dad.
And something else?
I know.
Deal?
It's a deal.
Mom, it's Carly. Call me back as soon as you get this message. Bye.
You hear that? You hear that? Somebody's peeing on the lawn! Nobody makes it on my lawn and gets away with it. I'm gonna... Oh! Clean up on aisle 3. Price check on dog biscuits.
Oh, okay. Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Who are you?
How are you?
The way you let you, I don't feel so good.
Hit it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry, your dog. I am. Also, very sorry that you won't be leaving here alive. People will be wondering where you've disappeared to. Then again, dogs do wander off.
I can't believe you think you're going to get away with this, Kozak.
Nonetheless, before you die, we're going to want to run some tests on you. Eeny, meeny, miny, cut you, hurt you, ow, your nose is coming off. Because we just don't understand how you turned into him. I'm very excited. I just can't wait to get inside that body of yours and just poke around. Ah! Oh, you filthy little mongrel!
That wasn't very nice.
Ooh, it hurt, didn't it?
I'm gonna have to work on that attitude when I get back. Meanwhile, you're gonna run upstairs. For a minute, it seems Dr. Strickland is having a bit of a health crisis. After that, we're off to court. Watch Justin Forrester back down to save his own skin. Be back to cut you up like a birthday cake later.
Huh. Who are you anyway? Tibet. Really? Well, let me ask you this. Why did you bite me? And turning me into a dog would help you how? I guess you didn't think about that, did you? Well, I turn into a human when I sleep. But there's no time for that now, is there? There's gotta be another way. Meditation.
Hey, sorry I'm late.
Get in and drive.
What's wrong with you?
Dad's been dog-napped. Go, go!
Inhale. Exhale. I got to get my heart rate down. I'm on a beach. Inhale. Exhale. Surrounded by fire hydrants. Food everywhere. Slow rolling waves of gravy crashing under the shore. A beached whale made of peanut butter.
It worked. It worked. Great. Back. It's good. It's good. New problem. New problem. Yeah. I've got to get those keys. Now, if I could just get over there. Okay. Yeah. Go. 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 No, 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 no. Oh. Whoa. Oh, boy. Okay. Who's got a plan? Snake. Do they have ears? Can you hear me? Don't need to show that hood at me. You gotta watch, because it's gonna fall over. All right, monkey. Sorry, chimp. You gotta push. On three, ready? One, two, three, push! Harder this time. One, two, three, push! All right, need some help from the rabbits. You gotta hop into this. One, two, three, hop! Oh, you almost got it. You almost got it. All right, one more time. We got a big one. Here we go. One, two, three, hop! Yeah! Yo! Snake, walk, skirt, do what, you know, slither. Go, go. Come on. Come on, come on. Yeah. Atta boy, atta boy. You see where it is? Of course you do. Perfect. Stretch. Reach up. Up there. Up there. That's it. That's it. That's it. Beautiful. Yes! You're out of here! You're next. Follow the dog. All right. Come on. Come on. Come on. Up there. Go. Take care of the rabbit. Got it? Help him out. Easy, easy. Come here, Percy. Good. Oh, oh. There you go. Come on. Go, go, go. Come here. Come here. Come on. Come here. Oh. Oh.
What have you been eating? Sorry about that.
Right, up here. Up here.
Up here. Oh, you're heavy for a snake. Come on. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's creepy. That's creepy. Whew. All right, so left, a left, a right, and a left. Just go towards the light. I'll meet you guys out there.
Nice.
Thank you.
Seem like nice young people with great futures. You know that I'm the deputy district attorney. Kidnapping is a capital crime. You just can't lock people in cages, guys.
Yeah, there's a definite line we're crossing here.
We crossed that line a long time ago, Larry. Deal with it.
You know, you're not going to get away with this.
No. You be a good little doggy and do just what we say.
Doesn't feel so good against that, does it? Attaboy, champ! Good, now get over here and get me out of here. Come on, put that thing down.
Please don't be mad, Daddy. Don't worry, Dad. We're gonna take you to Mom and explain everything. He's really angry.
Gotta go.
You know which way the door is.
Good, good, good. Which way?
Are you sure?
I like the dark travertine better. What do you think?
I agree. I'll push for that one.
Okay, good. Could you just excuse me for a minute?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's tough being a single mom.
I'm not a single mom.
Mom, we need to talk.
Why aren't you guys in school, and why is Shaggy here?
It's not a dog. It's Dad.
Thought we were going to break it to her slowly.
Grant and Strickland's been doing all these weird animal tests.
So when Shaggy bit Dad, he turned into a dog.
Carly, that's not possible.
It's true. The computer. The other night, he was typing on the computer. Come on, Dad. Type Mom a message. Come on. Come on, Dad. Do it like you did the other night. Come on, you know, like this. Just one sentence. I am Dad. How about just Dad?
Kids, I know that these last couple days have been difficult, but...
Hello?
Hi, honey, it's me.
It's your father. Wow, so many questions.
Do you know why the kids are at my office with Shaggy?
He's not Shaggy. His name is Ki-Yak-Po.
Ki-Yak-Who?
Po, that's his real name.
You know, how did the kids find him?
That's weird.
That is not the only thing that's weird.
No, not that. You ought to see what I'm looking at.
They're trying to tell me that he is you.
Stop that!
What are you doing?
What?
Doing that, right? You quiet down. He's not... Guys! He's not me.
Well, yes, I gathered that.
But they're half right. Look, I'll meet you at the courthouse and I'll explain everything to you.
I think you better explain it now.
Well, I can't explain... I can't... Hold on a second. I can't. This can't... What? Excuse me. The monkey...
Hello.
What is it? The chimp. Chimp? The chimp has got sunglasses on. He's supposed to be giving me directions. Honey, you gotta believe me.
I'll meet you in the courtyard. That's a friend of mine.
What?
Just
meet you at the courthouse and bring me some clothes, okay?
Dave!
Watch the rat!
I love you! Everybody, calm down!
Dave!
What's the matter with you guys? How come you can't act like a snake here, right?
Yeah. He wants us to meet him at the courthouse with a change of clothes.
I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense.
2 days ago, when your father came home in the middle of the night, he tried to convince me that he turned into a dog. Let's get to the courthouse.
That's my Nora Jones CD. You can play it if you want. Play it. Or you could throw it out of the car. Why'd you do that? We're all done? It's okay. Yeah, it's all right. And I saw it coming.
All rise for the Honorable Judge Whitaker. Be seated and come to order.
All right. I gotta go, guys. All right, you guys stay here. All of you stay here. Look. I'll be right back. Don't talk to anybody. Don't play the music. You're in charge. It's me, kiddo.
But it can't be. He's a dog.
Would a dog say this?
What did you say? Oh, honey.
You got it.
I love you, too.
I love you. It's weird for me, too, but it is me.
That was cool.
And I'm real sorry about everything. I'm really sorry. And I'll make it up to all of you, but right now, I've got a trial to stop.
Mr. Douglas?
Yeah. Ooh. Everyone's gonna need therapy after this.
Oh, counselors, you may proceed.
Your Honor, at this time, my client would like to change his plea.
Hold everything, please. Hold everything. Kozak, sit.
Mr. Douglas, it is my understanding that you are no longer on this case.
That is exactly right, Your Honor.
I understand that, Your Honor. If I could just have a few moments with my associate, it's very important. Thank you, Your Honor. Give me a chance. Give me one more chance. I will not disappoint you. Stay, Kozak. You gotta trust me. If you ever trusted me, you gotta trust me right this minute.
It's back on, Your Honor. We...
Let's get Kozak back on the stand one more time. Let me know.
We'd like to recall Dr. Kozak to the stand.
Dr. Kozak, would you please return to the stand?
I'd be delighted.
Counselor, you are on a very short leash. This court has lost all patience with ridiculous behavior.
Your Honor, just because something looks ridiculous doesn't mean it's not true. It just takes more courage to believe in it.
Just don't let your courage get itself kicked out of my courtroom.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Dr. Kozak, may I remind you, you are still under oath.
Yes, you may.
Dr. Kozak, is it true your company is working on a drug that will extend human life like 100 years?
I am not at liberty to discuss that matter.
Of course you're not. But if that were true, that would be a pretty big deal, right?
Were true, which it is not, probably.
And whoever was in charge of developing such a thing, whew, not only would they be insanely wealthy, they would be immortalized in history, right?
Yes, I suppose they would.
Wow. What a thrill it must be to work under Dr. Strickland.
Excuse me?
Dr. Strickland, the creative force at your company, right?
Well, it takes many different people to contribute to the higher...
Yes. But what an honor it must be to work in Dr. Strickland's shadow.
No, I don't work in anyone's shadow. I couldn't live with myself.
Doctor, there's nothing wrong with being second place, second fiddle, second banana, second up.
I am the chief scientist. I, me, mine!
Ha! Oh, come on. Get kind of agitated. Sup, dog? Pick up a little virus down there in the lab, did you?
Must be something going around.
No more growling. Mr. Douglas, I have had enough.
He stole a sacred dog from China and stuck needles in it, almost killed this thing for his little experiments.
Did not.
The witness is not on trial.
Thank you.
You put your boss in a coma, didn't you?
Bailiff, escort Mr. Douglas out of the courtroom.
Thank you, Bailiff.
Remove off your Mr. crime. Douglas
he
from
set
the
that fire, Mr. and you're trying to frame Forrester for it. I've seen that monkey that barks. It's real. They've all
forever
they taught out of bed. Douglas.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, please disregard everything Mr. Douglas has said.
Hey, Kozak! 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 Go fetch!
Sorry, things are a little stressy at work, long hours, and the like. What? 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 Oh.
If that isn't evidence of genetic mutation, I don't know what is.
On second thought, bailiff, take him into custody.
For what? Jumping around a little DNA? Huh? Don't you morons realize I can make us all immortal? Animals don't care. They don't even understand what's going on.
Don't tell me they don't understand. Animals understand. They're no different.
This isn't over. We got so much in common. Stay in touch, huh? Ooh, are we going outside?
I owe you an apology. You got this one right after all.
Thank you, Ken. I don't even want to know how that car got here.
What?
All right, boss, I want you to set up a trust fund to help my animal friends over there. Keep them off the highway.
Absolutely. After today's, you're sure in to get elected DA. Take your kudos.
Actually, I have some more important people to talk to. I'll see you guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you all very much. No, thank you. You know what? I will have a prepared statement from my office. Thank you all very much.
You made a great dog, Dad. But you're going to make an even better DA.
Carly, It means the world to me to hear you say that. It really does. Josh, listen. It took the eyes of a dog for me to see that I made it hard for you to tell the truth. The truth is, son, whatever you love, I'm going to love and support, too.
Thanks, Dad.
Hey. Brace yourself for the old dog and your new man. Yeah. Get out that new bikini. We are going to Oahu.
Oahu. I love you.
I love you too. Just like I promised.
Hey, you guys, check it out.
What's that? Will you look at that?
If everybody had a nose across the USA.
Look at that. Hey, folks. That is a 300-year-old dog shooting a curl. Atta boy.
Oh, I wish I didn't have to go back to Tibet.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad! Cat!
Oh,
I got it!
Serving USA.
Transition's getting nearer. I noticed that I'm chasing every cat that passed by, and I think I know why. I'm feeling like a big dog.
much worse than my bite. My tail keeps wagging, but I can't get up. Pull on my leash to change my luck. 'Cause you're the one that I want.